This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is QNN, your community network news, bringing you the latest in LGBTIQA plus news and sport from Australia and the world. Celebrating 15 years on air, thanks to Australia's only rainbow community media organisation, Joy.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. New South Wales Labor leader Chris Minns has said Labor will introduce a gay conversion practices ban if elected at next month's state election. He said, "We should not have a situation where children are being told something is wrong with them and that they need to be fixed." Independent Alex Greenwich said on Friday he would introduce a bill to end gay conversion practices whichever party won, and called on Dominic Perrottet to announce support for a ban before the start of World Pride. An inquiry into New South Wales gay hate crimes has criticised original investigators for missing key evidence in the unsolved murder of bisexual man William Dutfield. Mr. Dutfield was one of the four unsolved deaths which were reviewed at Wednesday's public hearing in the Special Commission of Inquiry into LGBTIQ hate crimes. Initially, investigators believed William was the victim of a violent robbery by a male sex worker. However, a 2008 police task force set up to review the case suggested he had been killed by his longtime friend and landlord. The first drag story time in a Tasmanian library has completely sold out this week despite backlash from the Australian Christian lobby and some Tasmanian politicians. The Launceston Library is holding the drag story time on Wednesday in celebration of Tas Pride and World Pride 2023. But the Australian Christian lobby is furious and wants the harmful event shut down and the library defunded for what they say is indoctrinating and sexualising toddlers and encouraging gender dysphoria. Victoria's youngest member of parliament, Ave Puglielli, used his maiden speech in parliament last week to discuss the importance of LGBTIQA+ representation in politics. Puglielli is the Greens member for the northeastern metropolitan region and is one of at least five openly LGBTIQA+ MPs in Victoria's upper house. During his speech, he said, "I know what it's like to have my rights, my way of life, on a public trial. This institution needs more queer voices and it needs more trans and gender diverse voices." And Prime Minister Anthony Albanese announced that he will be the first Australian Prime Minister to march in a Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras parade. Albanese made the announcement while speaking at the opening of Newtown's Pride Square on Saturday afternoon. "I'll also be the first Prime Minister not to watch the march on Mardi Gras, but to march," he said, to cheers from the crowd. That was your news update. Now to Jacqueline with your sport report.
Matilda's captain and Chelsea striker Sam Kerr scored four goals against West Ham to secure Chelsea's place in the English Premier League Cup final. The Blues will face Arsenal on March 5. Kerr's 20 goals in 22 games were not enough to make the top three shortlist for the prestigious FIFA Best Women's Player announced on Saturday. The popular player's focus is on the Cup of Nations tournament, which begins tomorrow in the lead-up to the FIFA Women's World Cup. Matilda's take on Spain, Jamaica and Czech Republic. NFL team the Los Angeles Rams will join the Sydney Swans for the Sydney World Pride celebrations. Rams cheerleaders, staff and mascot Rampage will march with the Sydney Swans in the iconic Mardi Gras parade. It will be a first for the Rams and the sixth time for the Swans, being the first professional sporting team to march in 2018. The two teams will be involved in numerous events to advocate for inclusion, including Fair Day and Pride goals. Australian cricketer Ash Gardner secured a $558,000 contract with the Gujarat Giants at the inaugural Women's Premier League auction in India. Delhi Capital signed Australian captain Meg Lanning for $192,000. Five women's teams will compete in a 22-game competition against two venues in Mumbai next month. And Czech Republic and Sparta Prague midfielder Jakub Janto came out as gay, sharing a video post on Twitter.
"Like everybody else, I also want to live my life in freedom, without fears, without prejudice, without violence, but with love. I'm homosexual and I no longer want to hide myself."
The 27-year-old is the highest profile current male footballer to publicly come out after Josh Cavallo of Adelaide United and Jake Daniels of Blackpool.
Thanks, Jacqueline. That's what's making news in the LGBTIQA+ community this week. The QNN team will be back in next week, or you can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Tune in to Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, joy.org.au, or via the Joy app. QNN is distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.